我们这一次的研讨会的题目是信仰与使命的重建。
The theme for the consultation is the reconstruction of faith and mission.
昨天我们在这里思想的二十世纪的总结。
Yeah, last night we talked about the overview of 20th century.
因为时间的关系啊，有许多重点没有提出来。
Because of time limit, we still have many important points we haven't mentioned.
所以大卫特别把一篇叫做《预存的事记》把它印出来给你们具体。
So there's an article we have printed to give to you the fullest 20th century.
那么今天我们思想信仰的重建。
Tonight we talk about the construction, the reconstruction of faith.
明天我们的思想德性的重建
and tomorrow reconstruct ethics
最后一个晚上我们的思想就是侍奉的重建
and the last evening will be the reconstruction of missions
因为信仰的重要性是不可忽略的
because the significance of faith just cannot be ignored
信仰产生了真正的德性和侍奉
and also true faith produces true morality and true mission
所以按次序先把信仰放在今天晚上来谈
so if we call your order we place and discuss first the reconstruction of faith
信仰对基督教有多大这个重要性
faith how important it is to Christianity
严格的说起来基督教就是信的宗教。
Seriously, you must think that Christianity is the religion of faith.
基督教与所有宗教最大的不同。
And the greatest difference of Christianity is compared to other religions.
基督教是建立在以信心为基础的这个灵性生活里面。
Christianity is spiritual life that built upon faith as a foundation.
我们是因信称义。
Because of faith to faith.
我们因信的洁净。
That from faith we have been purified.
我们因信成圣。
Because of faith we have been sanctified.
我们因信得救。
Because of faith we are saved.
因信得着儿子的名分。
Because of faith we have the name of the Lord.
因信领受圣灵。
Because of faith we receive the Holy Spirit.
因信可以与神同行。
Because of faith we can walk together with God.
因信向世人传道。
Because of faith we can preach the gospel to the whole world.
信同我们整个灵性生活的任何一步骤都不能脱离关系。
And faith cannot be dissociated from all aspects of spirituality.
人非有信就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Except man come to God with faith, he will not be pleased to God.
我们是因信活在他的面前。
Because of faith we live before the Lord.
信是基督教最基本的一个原则。
And because that faith is the most fundamental principle of Christianity.
罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 3 tell us.
他不是用力。公之法来拯救人。
It is not through the way of merit that he saved us.
乃是用信心之法。
But through the way of faith.
借着信我们来到上帝的面前。
That through faith we come before the Lord.
那么基督教所讲的这个信跟心理学里面的信念、自信的这个信心是不是一样的
？And this faith Christianity as the conviction and faith of psychology is it the same?
绝对不一样。
Absolutely different.
不但如此，圣经里面所讲的信跟这些医病大会、灵恩派里面所讲的信也是绝对不一样。
And even more so this faith we talk about in the Bible is different from the faith healing of those people.
Or the divine healing of the charismatic faith. 他们讲的你要有信心，你就必能够得着医治。
They said you must have faith and you can be healed.
你只要信，你求的就必给你。
Only you believe and you ask, you'll be given.
所以这个信是什么信呢
？What kind of faith is that?
你只要信你。怎么信？你怎么求，他一定给你。
Only you believe what you ask, he will give you.
你只要信
，you only believe.
这个信到底是信谁呢
？And this belief believe in whom?
你相信你的祷告一定会蒙垂。
You only first believe that your prayer will answer.
这个叫做 faith in faith.
And that's called faith in faith.
就是对信心的信心。
Faith in faith.
对信心的信心就是自己信自己的信心。
The faith in faith is the faith that believe in your own faith.
绝对不是圣经的教
训。Absolutely, this is not a teaching of the Bible.
圣经所讲的信心是什么呢
？The Bible. Talk about faith. What kind of faith is that?
信神
Believe in God.
信神的话
Believe in the word of God.
信神的应许
Believe in the promise of God.
信神的引导
Believe in the guidance of God.
这不是在自我里面建立信心
This is not established in your own self.
自我之外产生的信心
That some the faith is outside of your own self.
这样呢，我们的神是我们信仰的客观的一个对象。
So then God is the objective, the object of our faith.
所以对神的信心跟对自我的信心是绝对不同的两回事。
So your belief to God and belief to yourself are totally two different things.
如果一个人把自己所能信的当作绝对的话
，If a man were to absolutely what he can believe，
那么他就在绝对的主观里面。过一个以自我为中心的信仰生活。
So then, in absolute subjectivity, he believed in his own faith as his life.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not a teaching of the Bible.
所以圣经给我们看见，信是向神发出去。
The Bible allows us to see that faith projects to God.
信是向神发出去。
Because faith projects to God,
神就成了我信仰的一个对象。
And God became the object of my faith.
我们信上帝。
We believe in God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝是绝对可信。
Because God is the absolutely believable one.
信上帝的道
that we believe in the word of God
上帝的道是绝对
Because the word of God is absolutely true.
我们信上帝,
we believe God.
信上帝的应许,
we believe in God's promise.
上帝是诚信真实的应许者,
because He is the one who is true and the promised one.
神的可信性,
so the trustworthiness of God
and
have a relationship with our own faith.
我们就在正轨里面过树林的时候,
so then we lead our life in the right path of spirituality.
这样心理学里面的 self-confident.
And self-confident psychology.
是我对自己的信心的建立,
that you establish yourself in your own self.
不是圣经的信仰,
it's not biblical truth.
我不是说在圣经里面没有自信心的教导,
I'm not saying the Bible doesn't teach of self-confidence.
但是圣经里面所提到的 这个自信心的教导这一方面是基于对神的应许从对神的道的信仰产生出来的另外一个果效。
But the self-confidence to be taught in the Bible is that because we believe in God's trustworthiness and also in the word, that it produces this kind of effect.
那么你说我们怎么信上帝?
How do we believe in God, you ask?
圣经不是说信道是从听到来的?
Didn't the Bible say that you want to believe because you hear?
那我没有听到我就不能信?
Before I heard, I cannot believe.
但是我不能信怎么来到上帝面前听到呢?
If I cannot believe, how can I come to God to listen?
所以这样就产生了关于信心是有几个等次有几个层次的问题。
So we talk about different levels of faith now.
所以我们现在要好好思想基督教所提的信到底是怎样的层次。
So we want to see what kind of faith Christianity is talking about.
第一个层次,
the first level,
就是神已经放在人内心中间的基本真理的信仰。
That's the fundamental faith that God has placed in our heart.
这是神所赐给人一个很大很大的恩典。
This is a very great grace God has given to us.
无论你是基督徒非基督徒,
no matter you're Christian or non-Christian,
无论你是有神论没有神论,
whether you're atheist or not atheist,
无论你是唯物论共产主义或者资本论的人,
whether you're materialist or whether you're capitalist,
无论你是有宗教没有宗教的人,
whether you have religion or no religion,
只要你是人,
only you're humankind,
你就有人性,
you have the human nature,
人的人性中间,
and in our human nature,
就是一生相关的相对性,
and also the relative connection with God.
Relativity with God. 讲人与神不是没有关联,
so man has relationship with God now.
人与神之间的关联性,
and that's a connection with God.
是神所造的,
it is what God has created.
这就是人与万物之中不同的地方,
and that's a different of man as compared to all other creatures.
西方的阿里斯多德发现人与动物不同地方, 在乎理性的功能。
Aristotle or West believe that man's different from animal because of reasoning power.
东方的孟子发现人与动物之间不同的地方, 在乎良知的功能。
Mentions of the East feel that different from man with the, this is our conscience.
无论东方的文化西方的文化,
the whether Western or Eastern culture,
对人性的了解, 从圣经的批判来看, 都是太肤浅了。
The understanding of human nature we critique from biblical perspective is so shallow.
神把人造成以他 之间有相对性的这一种存在,
that God has created us so that there's the existence of relativity as compared to God.
所以人的存在不是个绝对的独存,
so the existence of man is not an absolute aloneness,
乃是一个与神之间相对的对存,
but that's a relative existence as compared to God.
因为我们与神之间有相对的对存性,
because there is the relative existence nature.
所以人在成长的过程中间, 良心的深处, 告诉他神是存在。
So in the process of growth, man's conscience will tell him that God exists.
所以信神的存在是一个自然的因子, 不是一个修来的东西。
So to believe in the existence of God is a natural seed, not something that we learn.
你没有发现有一个民族, 没有对神存在的信仰。
You have never discovered any nation that did not have existence of God in their conscience.
当你把他们所信的神解释出来的时候, 你发现没有一个人, 在堕落以后有相同的神存在的观念。
When you explain what the concept of God in their heart, you find that there's difference in all the beliefs.
所以这个信仰已经受了歪曲了。
So this belief has been distorted.
已经受了玷污了。
Has been also depraved.
已经受了亏损了。
Also has been polluted.
已经受了弯曲了。
Also has been depraved.
Crooked, distorted, polluted, and everything 就可以了。 许多许多已经改变已经<笑> 退化已经不是原有的本质了。
So I have declined this sort of the not coming the original nature of it.
为这个缘故产生了许多不同宗教对神的解释。
Because of it, it produces many different interpretations of religion as to God.
那这个就是最基本的真理。
And that's a very fundamental truth.
所以当一个人把这个真理压下去的时候
，So when a man will suppress this truth,
神的愤怒就从天上降到他的身上。
God's wrath upon heaven is now fallen upon them.
这是罗马书第一章第十八节告诉我。
That's what explained in Romans chapter 1 verse 18.
上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
The wrath of God has been manifested upon those who are not godly and not spiritual.
行不义抵挡真理的人。
To those who practice unrighteous, who go against God.
这个抵挡真理原文希腊文的意思就是压制这个真理的人。
Going against the truth means to suppress the truth.
这是最基本的信仰。
That's the most fundamental faith.
每一个人都有的。
Everyone has.
连无神论的人内心深处都相信神是有。
Even the atheists in their heart they believe that God exists.
第二样。
The second.
那这种信仰的在经过一个程序的时候
and this faith after a process
就是他有这个真理的催促他到底愿意不愿意谦卑到上帝面
and also this faith move them and are they humble, willing to be humble before the Lord or not
这个基本真理的信心就是宗教动机
this fundamental faith is the motive vision force of religion
换句话说没有一可能没有一个人可能一生一世停顿在只有神存在而不需要以他产生一种个别的寻求渴慕揣摩的这个阶段
Which is not possible for someone who have this type of motivation this fundamental truth without moving forward wanting to have a relationship with him
所以保罗在亚罗比亚谷的时候
And that's why Paul in Areopagus
他说上帝要使人揣摩或者可以寻找到他
And men want to seek him maybe they can find God
这个或者可以寻找到他
Maybe they can find God he says
这个是宗教动机
That's the motive of religion
不是宗教成就
Not the motive not religious achievement
到底人是不是真正寻求上帝
But does man truly seek after God
这几个礼拜以后我在这里讲解罗马书第三章我会给你们很可怕的你们想到的一种理论是隐藏在圣经里面
A few weeks later I expound to you in the book of Romans that there's a very horrifying principle in it
宗教应当是寻求上帝
ReligionMust be one that seek after God.
事实人堕落之后，宗教变成逃避上帝。
But the truth is that in after man has fallen, religion is something that man tried to escape from God.
怪不得最有宗教的地方，可能犯罪的程度是比没有宗教的更勇敢。
No wonder that in places with most religions, they are more brave in sinning.
这是很可怕的一件事。
This is something horrifying.
那么，当一个人如果真正蒙神特殊的引导，有一个渴慕真理的心的时候，这个宗教动机就进到第二个信心的层次。
When one truly God guided by the Holy Spirit and tried to seek after the truth, then this motivation force will move into the second level of faith.
那个信心的层次是什么呢
？And what's the level of faith?
就是他对真正真理的进一步启示有柔和温柔可能接受的心
To the true revelation of truth that he have a humble heart to receive
那这个怎么讲呢
How do you explain
也就是像一块泥土现在下了雨已经润色了土变软化了容易接受种子
的 Just like a soil they've been softened by the rain easy for them to receive the seed
为什么同样听到
Why is this? It's the same that we listen to the
gospel. 有的人听了几百次没有反应。
Some heard for hundreds of times without any response.
为什么有人听到第一次就感受很大的感动
Why is it for some others, the first time they hear, there's a great response in the heart.
好像见到了许久盼望见到的朋友一样。
Look as if that they have longed for this friend for a long time.
听见神的道的时候，他马上用欢迎的心智来接受所给他的主。
And after they heard the gospel, with an opening heart, they want to receive God's seed.
这是信心的第二个层次。
And that's the second level of faith.
向真理开门的信心
and to open their doors to faith that's second level
向真道柔软的信心
and also to soften their heart to the truth
圣经有两节提到这一类的事情
the Bible mentioned two times this thing
第一样就是用温柔的心领受所栽种的道
with with a meek heart want to receive this seed.
第二节就告诉我们, 要用信心你所听的道调和。
And the second is to harmonize your faith with the word that you listen.
所以这是无神论都可以做到的事情。
So the atheist can do that.
无神的人如果他诚实看见他里面, 他就发现他本来知道神之存在。
If the atheist humble enough, they can see in what they see that God actually exists in the heart.
如果无神论者知道他的理论不能使他满足, 他的空虚,
If the atheists know that their doctrine cannot satisfy their heart, their humble heart can allow them to receive God.
就最基本已经有了信心, 转移到向另外一层次信心打开的信心。
So this fundamental faith now open to the second level of faith.
但这个打开了以后呢,
and after it's been opened,
道就容易传给他。
The word is more easy to preach to them.
当这些人用这样的态度听到的时候呢,
when these people listen with this kind of attitude,
这个道的种子就种在他的心里面。
The seed of the gospel is now planted in their heart.
种进去以后怎么办呢?
After it's been planted, what happens?
因为当然你这个土是软的。
Because this soil has been softened.
所以就种进去。
So it's been planted and planted.
种进去以后呢,
after being planted,
那怎么办呢?
What to do now?
它就自动的向下扎根。
Then ultimately it will be rooted.
久久又就向上结果。
And later on, you bear fruit upward.
那么当这个种子种进去以后,
when this seed has been planted,
根深下去,
when they've been rooted,
果子长出来的时候,
and it bear fruits,
你就看见这是第三个层次的信息。
You see that this is a level, third level of faith.
也就是保罗在罗马书 十章十七节所讲的话,
and that's what Paul said in Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
信道是从听到来,
that to believe in the word comes from listening to the word.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
这样他就有信心了。
Then he has faith now.
你说什么信心呢?
What kind of faith?
听到以后的信心。
The faith after you listen to the gospel.
听到以前有没有信心呢?
Before you listen to the gospel,
有,
does he have faith? Yes.
有基本对神存在的信心。
And fundamentally they believe in the existence of God.
那么在有第一种信心跟第三个层次信心中间什么信心?
So come your first level, the third level, what kind of faith in between?
愿意领受道的这个顺从的信心。
And the obedient faith, they want to receive the word.
这就是圣经的教训。
That's the teaching of the Bible.
一个人对神的态度如何?
Or one's attitude to God,
对神恩典的回应如何?
And his response to God's grace,
决定他永恒中间的命运是如何?
Will determine the destiny of him in eternity.
A man is not what he thinks.
一个人不是他想成为什么,
a man is not what he feels,
也不是他感觉什么成为什么,
a man is what he reacts before God.
而是在神面前他怎样的回应。
所以这个人到神面前来的时候,
when this man comes before the Lord,
就神用这个原则才发出这个命令。
And God uses this principle to issue this command.
没有信心的不得到上帝的喜悦。
He who doesn't have faith will not be pleasing to God.
人若没有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, man cannot be pleased to God.
来到上帝面前来,
because he who comes to God,
必须先,
he must first believe that God exists.
你说我都没有听过道怎么信上帝?
He said, I haven't heard the word, how can I believe God?
God
has never given me this faith, how can I know him?
早就给你,
but he has already given it
无可推诿,
to you. You cannot make an excuse.
人人都有的,
everyone has.
不必辩论,
you don't have to argue.
所以你到上帝面前,
so when you come to the Lord,
必须信有上帝,
you must first believe that there is God.
又信他后赐那寻求他,
and also believe that he will bless those who seek after him.
表示你相信他会赐人,
which you believe that he'll give grace.
所以第一个层次,
the first level,
到了第二层次,
come to the second level,
道就进来了,
and the word comes.
道一进来以后,
when the word comes,
就产生第三个层次,
it produces the level of faith.
那么今天呢, 我相信你听道的过程中间, 你发现你的信心正在加添。
Today I believe that the process when you listen to the gospel, your faith is increasing.
有没有啊?
That's it.
有没有?
That's it.
你们这几个月每个礼拜一在这里听我讲罗马书。
So these few months you have been listening to me preaching the book of Romans every Monday.
有的人开5个钟头的车来听。
Some will drive for 5 hours to come to here.
有槟榔来，有新加坡来，有马六甲来，有富永来，有怡保来。 还有巴都巴哈来,
some come from Badu-Baha, Singapore, Penang, Ipoh, and many places.
每个礼拜1000多人在这里听,
1,000 come to this place to listen.
听了一点慢慢慢慢你发现这个道就是你产生信仰了。
You see that this faith and now this word produces faith in you.
谭崇庸没有办法使你有信心。
Stevenson cannot give faith to you.
李建南不能给你有信心。
李建南 cannot give faith to you.
神的道使你使我有信心。
But God will allow you and me to have faith.
Amen. 感谢上帝，大家说，感谢上帝，听到产生信心，大家说，
to listen to the word produces faith.
听到产生信心。 所以第三个层次是继续不断加添的。
So the third level increases.
所以这一生
，So your whole life，
你好好听到。
You want to listen to the word carefully.
你在听到的时候不要吹毛求疵。
So in the listening, you don't want to be too critical.
你要听到中间要实实在在 come on 神的真理。
But truly, when listening, you want to desire for the word of God.
神一定厚赐给你。
And surely, God will bless you abundantly.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么你的圣经还有其他的信心吗？
And what other kind of faith the Bible talk about? Yes.
第四种的层次的信心。
The fourth level
是恩赐的信心。
That is the faith of grace.
圣灵赐给这个人信心。
The Holy Spirit gives this person faith.
The faith as a gift of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵所赐的这个信心，
这是圣灵恩赐里面的一种信心。
So the faith given by the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第十二章告诉我们
，And First Corinthians chapter 12,
圣灵赐下九种的恩赐。
And also the Holy Spirit gives nine gifts.
前面两种是言语的恩赐。
And first two kind is the gift of language.
后面两种是言语的恩赐。
And the last two is the of speech.
两种重要的在前面。最不重要的在后面。
And the two most important in the front, and two least important in the back.
可是今天灵恩派的人把最不重要的讲成最重要。
Very beautiful that really charismatic talk about the least important is most important.
他们颠倒重要次要，颠倒是非，颠倒次序，要到什么时候
？They reverse the order, but until when? I'm asking.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray to God mercy on us.
我们提其中有一个叫做信心的恩赐。
And one talk about the gift of faith.
就是在侍奉的时候。
That in our ministry.
在做主工的时候。
When I'm doing the work of God.
特别有信心的恩赐。
And especially the gift of faith given to you.
不是出于自信心。
It's that coming from self-confidence.
如果出于自信心，那就不是恩赐。
If coming from self-confidence, that's not a gift of faith.
也不是出于他的经验。
And not coming from his own experience.
这是。圣灵随着自己的意识赐下来。
By the Holy Spirit, according to his own will, he gives.
这是第四个层次。
That's the fourth level of faith.
那第五个层次的信心是什么
？And the fifth level of faith.
就是借着你恳切祷告，求主加添给你的信心。
So when you pray earnestly, ask God to add to your faith.
你的信心可以求的吗
？Can you ask for faith? You ask.
是的。
Yes.
耶稣的门徒到主耶稣的面前来。
When the disciple Christ just come to Jesus.
他说：“主啊，我们信。”但我们的信心不足
Lord,
求主加添
Lord we believe that our faith is not sufficient give more to us
像主就可以借着你这个真正谦卑 come on 追求的心智向他求向他有所要他就加添你的信心
So when they come to the Lord with true humility and asking for him then he will give you more
很可惜今天许多的基督徒一直求主加添钱财
But very pitifully a lot of Christians ask for more wealth
加添产业
To add for more property
很少基督徒求上帝加添钱
But seldom they ask for faith from God
我告诉你你把你一生祷告的生活好好用圣经的话批判好好自己来算你自己的过错你要在神面前受多少的审判
If you were to critique your own prayer life from the Bible perspective you see that God will judge you even more
求主怜悯我们
Pray to God mercy on us
我们要求主加添我们的信心
We have to ask God to give us more faith
特别是我们要做主的工作的时候
Especially when we do the ministry of God
许多时候缺乏信心
Many times we are lacking faith
我们没有钱就不敢做工
When we don't have money we do not do anything
我告诉你如果我用这样的方法来侍奉主
If this is the way I serve the Lord
什么工作都做不成
I won't do anything at all
这43年
But this 43 years
我亲眼看见神透过我们这些卑微软弱的人做了很多很大的工
I witnessed my own eye with these weak people through us God has done many wonderful and great work
不是靠钱财
Not through wealth,
不是靠势力
not through power,
不是靠聪明
not through your intelligence,
靠神自己的恩典
but through his own grace.
我讲到超过27,000次
I preached more than 27,000 times.
没有一次是写信给个教会，请牧师让我讲到
Not even a single time I write to the pastor, please invite me.
到我这几年，我们自己住地方，自己。就这个预备的一些的聚会。
But for these few years, we rent place ourselves. We organize meeting for ourselves.
因为我认为我服侍教会已经够了。
Because I feel that I've served the church enough.
我在37岁以前已经跑了1500个教会。
Before my age of 37, I have gone to 15.
没有一个教会是我自己要去。
Not even a single church I go on myself.
每个礼拜几十封信要我去开布道会。
And also a lot of the little invitation for me to go evangelism.
现在我有时看见年轻人刚刚讲几次道就骄傲的不得了。
And now I see young people after they preach for a few times they feel so proud.
我二十多岁已经对几万人讲道。
Well, when I was about 20s, I preached more than 10. thousands.
讲完了回家很难睡觉.
And when I went back, I couldn't sleep well.
因为感到我做得不好.
I feel that I have not done well enough.
我讲得不好.
I have not preached good enough.
求主怜悯.
Pray that God mercy on me.
求主赦免.
Pray that God forgive me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹.
My dear brothers and sisters.
现在我做的工作.
The ministry I've done.
我照着神的引导, 我们主持一些的聚会.
According to the guidance of God, we organize some meetings.
我现在差不多不接受邀请做客座讲员.
And I will not be invited as a guest speaker.
因为许多请我讲到的都盼望我讲他要我讲.
Because many just invite me because they want to preach what they want me to preach.
现在我留下一些年的讲主要我讲.
So I keep some of the days on to preach God what God want me to preach.
这是40多年的侍奉主.
For this more than 40 years of ministry to the Lord.
求神给我们信心做神要我们做的.
I pray that God will give us faith when we want to do the ministry that he wants us to do.
我最后要讲的一种信心.
And the last kind of faith I want to talk about.
就是经过苦练才产生的信心.
And the faith that's produced after we've been tried.
经过逼迫才产生的信心.
The faith that produced after we've been persecuted.
这种信心不是单单听到就可以得到.
This type of faith will not produce after you have heard the gospel.
这种信心不是单单侍奉就可以得到.
Will not be produced after you minister.
你们的信心经过试验之后就能够比能坏的经营
After your faith has been tested, more than a precious stone, it can be established, say in the Bible.
感谢上帝.
Praise the Lord.
教会历史里面就看见许多伟大的圣徒.
In the church history, we see that many of great saints and apostles.
他们的信心成为我们的榜样.
And these believers, their faith became an example. Why?
因为他们的信仰是经过考验.
Because their faith had been tested and not fading.
他们对真理的认识
Their knowledge of the truth will not be retreating because there's a menace coming from the enemy.
他们对神的忠心不因为世态炎凉 环境的改变,
and their faithfulness to the Lord won't be changed because of a changing environment. And these people become an example.
在我们前头走,
they walk before us.
他们赴汤蹈火,
and they go into all difficulties.
他们经历各样的患难,
they experience all testings.
他们经过水火,
They've gone through fires and water and go to the place of riches.
今天我们的教会贫穷,
Today our church is poor.
为什么?
Why?
不是你没有钱,
Not because we have no wealth.
我发现了许多很有钱的人的教会常常是灵性最贫穷的教会。
I find that many of the churches when they're rich men get their spirituality so poor.
今天我们教会贫穷,
Today our church is poor.
我们没有能力侍奉,
We don't have the power to serve.
没有能力结果子,
We don't have the power to bear fruit.
没有能力做见证,
We don't have the power to testify.
今天我们不愿
Because we want to take the cross to follow Christ Jesus.
因为我们不愿受苦,
because we do want to suffer.
因为我们不愿与主一同经历各样的患难,
because we want to willing to suffer all suffering with Christ himself.
当我们与神的儿子同患难, 我们才能与他一同坐在王子的宝座.
It is only when we suffer together with the Son of God then we can be on the throne with him.
只有我们在他死的形状上与他联合, 我们才能在他复活的形状上与他联合.
Only when we are united in the form of his death then we can be united in his resurrection.
死一定是在复活之前,
death will come before resurrection.
十字架一定在冠冕之前,
cross will come before the crown.
这就是为什么中国的教会 没有布道家, 没有很多的神学院, 没有培灵家, 没有奋兴家, 但是中国教会的增长 比世界各地的教会增长还更快,
and that's why, in the church of China they don't have evangelists, they don't have many spiritual revival meetings, but yet they grow faster in the world.
他们的信仰是经过磨练产生出来的,
because their faith has been tested.
你们的信心经过磨练之后,
after your faith has been tested,
就比能坏的金子更宝贵,
and also more precious than the destructible gold.
但以利的三个朋友撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥,
the three friends of Daniel,
他们信对的真神,
they believe in the God.
一面信神, 一面在外邦的君王的政府里面来做工.
And one hand he believes in God, on the other hand they are serving in the non-Christian government.
我常常问丹尼是先知呢或者是政府官员.
And many times I ask whether Daniel is a prophet or is a civil servant.
基督徒都承认丹尼是先知.
And all Christians acknowledge that Daniel is a prophet.
但是现在的基督徒都没有一个人可以在政府里面好好做事.
But no single Christian today can be a good civil servant.
反正政府里面做事的 基督徒都我们都不会按立他做牧师。
And all Christians that work as a civil servant will not ordain them as pastors.
因为他不住堂吗
？Because they are not a pastor that stay in the church.
但你里有没有住堂？
And then does he minister church?
但尼利是个先知。
He's a prophet.
他是个 full timer 吗
？Is he a full timer?
他是全职的传道人。
Is he a full timer preacher?
我告诉你，现在许多全职的传道人是拿全职的薪水做了许多违背上帝的工作，比许多不全职的更懒惰侍奉。
Many of the full time preachers they have received this full time status, but yet they are kind of compared to those who are not full time preachers.
我再不对不起，我再得罪牧师了。
I'm sorry that I want to go against the pastor again.
我想有一天牧师会把我钉十字架。
I believe that one day pastor will crucify me on the cross.
但是我告诉你
But I tell you,
实实在在说
Truly, I say,
许多平信徒
Many of lay Christians,
当他们忠于信仰
When they are faithful to the faith,
侍奉上帝的时候
When they serve the Lord,
他们许多时候做了比那些假的牧师更多的
Many times they have done a ministry that's greater than some of the hypocritical ministers.
所以你们这些真的牧师
So who are true pastors?
有则改之，无则加勉
So if you have it the wrong kind of wrong circumstance, you change. If not, you're encouraged.
尽忠做诚实的
So they want to be more faithful to do the ministry of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear friends, this is
Christ. 这样信心有这样多的层次
So this different levels of faith.
所以我们不要随便说这个人没有信心，那个人没有信心。我的信心更大，不要随便。
So we don't say that this one has faith, this one has no faith. My faith is greater than you do.
你是哪一种信？
Which kind of faith?
我见过几个人有自我信心，但是与圣经的原则是不一样。
I see a lot of people they have the self-confidence, but different from the biblical faith.
有一个人去参加比赛。
There was one who go have a competition in race.
我说你没祷告。
I said, we pray.
他说我祷告了，上帝告诉我一定第一名。
He said, I prayed. God tell me that I'll come first.
我说你怎么知道上帝告诉你
？How do you know that God tell you?
他说我今天读圣经。
Today when I read the Bible.
读到你必像鹿跑在高处。
He said that you'll be a deer that run on the mountain.
所以其他的人都是人，我变成鹿。
So others are humankind, I'm a deer.
我一定是跑第一名。
So I'll come first.
晚上回来我说你跑了第几名啊
？So at night I asked him, have you come up with
position? 他说一共七个人跑我第六名。
He said seven people run, I come to six.
那么到底上帝对你讲谎话呢
？Did God lie to you？
或者你错解圣经
？Or you misinterpret the Bible？
他说我也不知道。
See, I don't know。
我本来有信心，现在信心动摇了。
I have faith initially, but now my faith is shaken。
我在说感谢主，那种信心早就应该动摇了。
And I say praise the Lord because that kind of faith should be shaken。
这不是信心。
This is the faith。
真正的信心是与神发生关系。
The true faith has a connection with God。
与神的真理发生关系。
And has a connection with the truth of God。
与神的道发生关系。
Has a connection with the word of God。
与神的应许发生。
Has a connection with the promise of God。
信是发生关系
has connection with the faithfulness of God.
亚伯拉罕信上帝
Abraham believed in God.
这就算为他的义
And that's why it's called righteous.
你没有看到这些话吗
Haven't you read this passage?
今天基督徒对神对神的道正知多少
Today Christians to the word of God how much do they know?
有一个人对我说我感到主引导我多多投资多多做地产
There was a person who said that I've been moved by the Holy Spirit asked me to invest more in the real estate.
我说你要小心啊
I said you must be careful.
他说我有信心
He said I have faith.
几年以后他对我说
A few years later he told me.
我现在亏了$220 million.
He said that now I've lost more than $200 million.
感谢上帝啊
Praise the Lord.
他有钱的时候我没有向他要过一块钱
When he has the money I didn't ask a single dollar from him.
否则我把心肝吐出来都不能赔他
If not I cannot even repay him.
你有钱，你的事和无关。
You are rich, you are rich.
但我警告过你。
But I warn you.
你要小心。
You must be careful.
我有信心。
I have faith.
你在这个过去圣年多少假先知、假牧师讲假道，害死多少的基督徒
？So in the past, many the hypocrite and false prophet prosper. A pastor preaching false truth.
你们有钱的人不要骄傲，我告诉你。
You who are rich, not be proud.
你们很可怜。
Because you're so beautiful.
你除了臭钱多一点，什么都没有。
Other than money, you have nothing.
求主怜悯你。
Pray to God have mercy on you.
给你回到上帝面前。
So you come back to the Lord.
谦卑顺服上帝。
Humble yourself to obey God.
神的道。
God's word.
建立纯正的信仰。
To establish our true faith.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主怜悯我们。
Pray that God have mercy on us.
我们继续讲下去。
Continually.
那么既然信心跟神的这个普遍启示神的特殊启示圣经的话有关联
So this faith had relationship with gender and special revelation of God
那么我们这一方面的反应是什么
Now how are we going to respond
我们就是对神的道应当有忠顺 恒守这些责任。
To require God means faithful, obedient, as to keep the word.
忠于神的道。
To be faithful to the word of God.
顺从神的道。
To be obedient to the word of God.
恒守神的道。
And to preserve the word of God.
这就是我们信仰的几个层次。
These are a few levels of faith.
我们定当对神的回应就是如此。
And such a response to the word of God.
二加二等于多少
？Two plus two is equal to what？
你说等于三
？You say three？
不，等于五
？Five？
他说等于八
？You say eight？
你说怎么可能的
？How is it possible？
二加二等于多少
？Two plus two is equal to what？
你说这个叫做自由，你不懂吗
？You say that's called liberty。
那为什么你可以讲三，他可以讲四
？Why say you say three？ You say eight？
这叫基本人权嘛
？That's called human right。You say
很多人把自由、基本人权。放在信仰的范围里面是完全乱来的。
So a lot of people put liberty and also human right in the realm of faith. That's not right.
宗教信仰是自由的。
So you say religion is free.
到底什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
是没有人可以强迫你。
No one can force you.
但是当你真正有信仰的时候
，But when you truly have faith,
你是真正不自由的。
You truly do not have the liberty.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你是要忠于真理。
Because you must be faithful to the truth.
对真理绝对承认。
Absolutely, you must acknowledge the truth.
附在真理下面没有自由可言。
Submissive yourself to the truth, and there's no true freedom.
二加二等于多少
？Two plus two is equal to what?
多少
？What?
多少
？What？
我问三次你还不会回答。
Three times I ask, you can answer.
是不是你 IQ 太低了？再问一次。二加二等于多少
？Plus two equals one.
等于四。
Four.
你说我不赞成可以吗？我告诉你不可以。
You say can I disagree? No, you cannot disagree.
你没有资格不赞成。
You are not qualified to disagree.
你说为什么你这样命令我
？Why is it you command me such?
我凭着真理的权威命令。
And on the authority of truth, I command you.
二加二等于四，就是等于四。
Two plus two is equal to four, and it's equal to four.
没有讨论的余地。
No ground for discussion.
没有怀疑的余地。
No ground to be skeptical.
没有反抗的余地。
And no ground to go against.
你说是。
You say yes.
二加二等于四。
Two plus two is equal to four.
我承认。
I acknowledge.
我是受逼迫的吗
？Am I being?
不是。
No.
是我忠心明白真理。
Because faithfully, I want to understand the truth, and that's the result.
所以呢，没有人明。强迫你
，No one force you，
是你自己不得不要这样接受。
But you have to do that。
那你这样做的时候
，When you do start，
是受逼迫的，或者是自由的
？Are you being compared? Are you free？
你说我没有自由吗？因为二加等于四，我就等于四了。
You say I have no freedom because two plus two is equal four, and that's why I say four。
那你说二加等于四，你要的吗
？You say two plus two is equal four. Do you want that？
是我自己要顺。
Yes, I want that。
有人没有人逼你呢？
Anyone force you?
有没有人强迫你呢
？Anyone compel you?
是我自己要。
No, no, I want it willingly.
二加二等于四。
So two plus two is equal to four.
本身等于四。
The itself is equal to four.
你承认二加二等于四。
You acknowledge two plus two is equal to four.
是你对真理的忠诚。
That is your faithfulness to the truth.
你对真理的忠诚不是被逼的。
Your faithfulness to the truth is not being compelled.
但你对真理的忠诚是自由的。
But your faithfulness to the truth is something free.
但你忠诚了以后，你就没有自由再改变了。
But after you are faithful, you cannot change anymore.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand?
很简单的例子嘛。
Simple example.
我不得不说二加二等于四。
I can only but to say that two plus two is equal to four.
不得不说。
I have to say that.
为什么不得不说
？Why is that I have to say that?
因为二加二本来是四嘛。
Because two plus two actually equal to four.
所以你受勉强的吗
？So are you being forced? No.
是我自己要的。
I say willingly.
为什么你要自己要呢
？Why say you say willingly?
因为我想来想去，二加二不等于三，也不等于五，不等于六，就等于四。
Because I've thought through two plus two is not equal to three or five or six.
所以是自由的。
So you're free.
但是是不能自由的。
But you cannot be free.
又不自由又自由。
So you're not free yet you're free.
甘愿承认它又不能逃脱。
You're willing to acknowledge yet you cannot run away from it.
信心是什么
？So what is faith?
信心。
Faith means.
忠心归回真理。叫做信心
faithfully return to the truth, and that's called
faith.
Faith.
Faith is the faithfulness of returning to the truth.
忠心归回真理叫做信心。
我们忠实的
very faithfully
归回真理。
We return to the truth.
这个叫做信心。
And that's called faith.
当浪子回头的时候
when the prodigal son returns,
他为什么回头呢
？Why say returns?
因为肚子饿是吗
？Because he was hungry.
那么他要什么？
What does he want?
要吃东西
What to eat?
要吃东西不必回头把猪的拿来吃就可以了
If he want to eat, he doesn't have to return because he only eat the thing that pig eats.
所以有一些人
So there are some people.
他要自由你不要妨碍他
They want to have freedom, don't hinder them.
他不甘愿做人你让他
If they don't want to become humankind, don't force them.
有一天他会发现他是人
One day he discovered he is a human being.
什么时候呢
？When?
当他跟猪抢东西吃的时候。
When
he, 他才知道他不是猪，他是人。
When he's fighting for food with a pig, then he knows that he is humankind, not a pig.
所以有一些人要犯罪，你让他。
So there are people who want to sin, let them sin.
让他堕落到跟猪在一起不甘愿的时候，他说我是人。
Then for until they are not willing to become the swine, and then they say that I'm a humankind.
他会悔改的。
He will repent.
有的这是长老基督徒逼孩子要乖，要读书，要做礼拜，要祷告，逼到最后变成专门。培养无神论出来的就是这种。
So some of the deacons and elders force their children to go to the church, but they force atheists to be produced as a children.
所以呢，最反对基督教的都是从基督教学校出来的。
And those who go against the Christianity are those who come from the Christian schools.
最严格教导的就产生了最反对基督教的子女。
And the places that teach Christianity most strictly are the ones that produce those who do not believe in Jesus.
我的好心呢？
I'm good-hearted.
我知道你好心。
I know you're good-hearted.
你不得法。
But you don't have a method.
越弄越坏。
The more you do, the worse it is.
那么唐牧师，你的意思是让他去吗？
Reverend Tong, do you mean let them go?
不是不是。
No.
一边让一边拉，一边拉一边拉，很有艺术的。
It is a go and pull, pull and pull.
像放风筝一样的。
Just like a kite, fly kite.
又放又拉，又拉又放。
When you fly the kite, you pull and let go, pull and let go.
你静静，它就掉下来了。
So when you stop, you fall.
你拉太紧，它就断掉了。
So when you pull, you break.
所以这很。微妙的东西
，something which is very profound。
好，我们现在继续讲下去了。
Now we want to say something。
所以，当浪子回头的时候
，when the prodigal son returns，
他就跑到爸爸面前了。
He comes to the father。
那么，他如果叫比他老的都是爸爸，可以吗
？If he were to call all old men as father, can he do that？
只要老的叫他爸爸爸。
When they're old, they call him daddy。
那么，他真的爸爸一定给他一巴。
And the true daddy will give him a slap。
因为他虽然是浪子。
Because even though he's a prodigal son,
浪子还是子
prodigal son is still a son.
锚定在乎浪
only because he was a prodigal,
对不对呢？他还是子
still is a son.
问题是他在浪
because he wandered astray.
这个子是谁的子呢？
Whose son is he?
是父的子
He's a son of the father.
他一定要归回正父
So he must come to the real father.
不能归回假父
He cannot go to the false parent.
回到真父亲面前的时候
So when he come back to the true father,
爸爸
Daddy,
我不配做你的儿子
I'm not worthy to be your son.
他连叫爸爸都不敢了
He didn't even call daddy.
我得罪了天
I've gone against
我得罪了你
I haven't gone against you.
我不配做你的儿子
I'm not worthy to be called your son.
他父亲怎么讲的
What did the father say?
回来吧
Come back.
就给他四样东西
And give him four things.
鞋子
Shoes
戒指
Ring
衣服
Clothing
宰牛羊
As a kill the calf for
him. 给他筵席
And give him a feast.
所以呢这四件东西预表救恩的四件事情
These four things symbolize four things in salvation.
戒指代表权柄
And this also a ring represents authority.
鞋子代表新的道路。
Shoe means a new way.
衣服代表义袍。
Clothing means cloth of righteousness.
牛的宰杀表示欢乐，欢迎他回来的牺牲。
And kid and calf means the sacrifice of joy.
好，这个浪子回头什么意思呢
？So this prodigal son returned. What do you mean?
归回正式的父亲。
Coming back to the real father.
终于。原来生他的那一位
To be faithful to the one who gave birth to him
好用这个我们来了解什么叫信仰
From here we want to know what is my faith
信仰是理性归回真理
Faith means our rationality return back to the faith
不再流浪了
No more wandering
理性归回真理
And also our reasoning return back